transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, the third Sunday of Great Lent. We are halfway through Great Lent, if you can believe it already. It is the 21st day of Great Lent. I know, right? It's hard to believe. There's 3 weeks behind us and 3 weeks ahead of us. However, the church wants us to remember what we are in this for. Why are we engaged in Great Lent? That is what the church is reminding us today. And Christ makes it quite clear. He says, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. This, my brothers and sisters, is why we are in Great Lent. We are learning how to deny ourselves. We are learning how to pick up our cross, and we are learning how to follow Christ. We are not simply following the rules. We have been talking about this now for several weeks. Great Lent is not about the rules. It is about learning how to live as God wants us to live. It is about learning what the Stavro means, what the cross means in our life. Because Christ calls us all to take up and pick up our cross and to follow him into heaven. But before we pick up our cross, Christ says we have to deny ourselves. You see, I have learned in my few years in life for those of you watching on the internet, that was my wife that laughed at me. My wife's older than me. That's what she gets for laughing at me. But, so much for denying myself, right? I'm sorry. I have learned that as long as we're trying to please ourselves, we will never take up our cross. As long as we live life trying to make everything about ourselves, about our money, about our prestige in life, about our place in society. As long as we make life about ourselves, we will never take up our cross. Because the cross means struggle and suffering, and none of us desires to suffer. And this is why the church reminds us today, this is what Great Lent is about. When we fast, we're learning to get over ourselves. We're learning that life isn't about us, so that we can take up our cross. You see, fasting is just the first step. It's not the rules. Fasting leads to our cross. And the cross, my brothers and sisters, isn't about pain and suffering. It is about life. The cross is the power of God, and it is about resurrection. We sang prior to the gospel reading, we sang, Ton Stavron sud espera proskinusumen, ke tin anastasin Την Αγίαν Ανάστασιν δοξάζομεν. Your cross, O Master, we venerate, and your holy resurrection we glorify. You see, the cross, my brothers and sisters, leads to something. It leads to life with Christ. So we have to get there, and we have to welcome our cross. Christ did not take up his cross begrudgingly. He took up his cross with love. He did not endure the pain just to fulfill some law. He endured the pain so that we could live with him, and so that death would no longer have any control over humanity. You see, we get so wrapped up in the rules of Great Lent, in searching the ingredients list, and looking at the table next to us. Well, what are they eating? Arguing about whether lavi means olive oil or canola oil. Arguing about whether or not Boca burgers are okay, but beef burgers are bad. It's not about the rules. It's about the cross. And it's about love. And it's about God's courage and his power over death. You see, my brothers and sisters, we are going to have the power of God on our side when we take up our cross. He's not going to leave us abandoned. He's not going to leave us to ourselves. God doesn't say, pick the hard way, then I'm going to wait here. He walks with us. And sometimes, and for many people, many times, he picks us up and carries us through those difficult times. This is why the church lifts up the cross halfway through Great Lent. It's a reminder of what we are doing and why we are doing it. We're doing it for life, and we're doing it for love. I pray, my brothers and sisters, that the power of the cross gives you the strength to engage fully in the rest of Great Lent. Not for the rules, but to change the way we live and to learn how to live as God wants us to live. And then we can follow him into heaven. Then we can find ourselves at the gates of the kingdom, and Christ welcomes us in, good and faithful servant. But it begins with the cross. It begins with life and love. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.